This is Wade Rath with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Governor Chris Christie of New Jersey said if he became president, he would combat illegal immigration by creating a way to track foreign visitors and ask the chief executive of FedEx to devise the system. Perhaps he's thinking of tattooing a barcode on an immigrant's forehead, sci-fi or concentration camp style. President Obama in Alaska has returned the name of the highest mountain in North America to Denali, its native name, rather than Mount McKinley after the former president. He's also ordered the construction of more icebreakers so the U.S. has a year-round presence in the Arctic. Television experts say there may be as many as 400 scripted television series in the coming season. Globally, complications of pregnancy or delivery killed 289,000 women in 2013, almost entirely in poor countries. The toll was far worse in 1990 when more than 500,000 women died. A dozen people in Chicago are entering day 16 of a hunger strike to save Diet Public School. They worked for years on a proposal to transform the school into one that meets community needs, but say the Chicago Public Schools and Mayor Rahm Emanuel are ignoring them. Murder rates are up sharply in 30 major cities, and police are unsure why. In Milwaukee, 104 people have been killed this year after 86 homicides in all of 2014. In New Orleans, 120 people have been killed by late August, compared with 98 during the same period a year earlier. In Baltimore, homicides have hit 215, up from 138 at the same point in 2014. In Washington, the toll was 105, compared with 73 people a year ago. And in St. Louis, 136 people have been killed this year, a 60% increase from the 85 murders the city had by the same time last year. Supreme Court refused to allow a county clerk in Kentucky who objects to same-sex marriage on religious grounds to continue to deny marriage licenses to all couples, gay or straight. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.